WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Susan Sontag is best known as a modernist critic and author of such influential essays as Against Interpretation, Styles of Radical Will, and Illness as Metaphor. The subject of her latest novel, The Volcano Lover, is surprising and improbable. Book critic John Leonard tells us why.
The surprise is not that Susan Sontag has finally written another novel, after 20 years of worrying about almost everything else in the contemporary culture. The surprise is that The Volcano Lover is a novel about the 18th century, and written in the expansive, digressive, omniscient, unbuttoned style of the 19th century, full of splendid long-windedness, witty epigrams, historical hugger-mugger, subversive politics, grand opera, and grand guignol. Think of a sardonic Stendhal at the keyboard of Tolstoy's harmonium. Of course, Sontag being Sontag, there are 20th century ironies shadowing each of her 18th and 19th century pages. Looking down are such ghosts of modernism future as Vladimir Nabokov, Milan Kundera, and Ilias Canetti, whose monomaniacal masterpiece, Auto da Fe, is a kind of sign of Saturn over Sontag's symbolic volcano. What do these ghosts look down on? They look down on Naples from 1765 till 1805, while Vesuvius seethes. They look down on the French Revolution, Napoleon, Goethe, Mozart, and the Marquis de Sade. But especially they look down on Sir William Hamilton, the English ambassador to the Kingdom of the Two Sicilies, and his second wife Emma, the upwardly mobile playgirl of the Anglo-Saxon smart set, and Horatio Nelson, before, during, and after his ascension to Lord Admiral, in the Bonaparte-bashing British Navy. If you saw Alexander Korda's 1941 movie, That Hamilton Woman, you will remember that Lord Nelson, played by Laurence Olivier, and Frau Emma, played by Vivian Leigh, had a love affair so shameless the whole empire blushed. But the movie, Winston Churchill's favorite, was pure British wartime propaganda, whereas Sontag's novel, which turns on its characters after allowing us to sympathize with them, is contemptuous of the English, and unkind to Habsburgs, too. Hamilton collects things. Etruscan vases, Pompeii earrings, bronze javelins, amber dice. Indeed, Sontag does for the collecting mentality here what she's done elsewhere to photography, metaphor, and fascism. She deconstructs. But Hamilton also loves his Vesuvius, a sort of Moby Dick symbolic of everything from sexual passion to the unconscious, from porn to revolution, from Freudian death wish to modern art. No wonder he marries Emma, his very own volcano. Like Pygmalion, he will teach this Galatea to sing songs, speak in tongues, and attitudinize, which means after dinner, for their guests, she will impersonate Niobe, Medea, Iphigenia, Ariadne, and Dido. In other words, the usual male fantasies of mothers losing or killing their children, or of maidens dragged by their fathers to sacrificial altars, or maidens dying of despair at abandonment, or maidens stoned because they were raped. Once the one-eyed, one-armed Nelson falls for her, Emma will have another role to play. Pom-pom girl at the bloodbath. Because the collector, the attitudinizer, and the admiral will conspire after the French Revolution comes to Naples at a counter-revolutionary white terror, from which there is no mercy and for which there is no excuse. In the brilliant concluding section of The Volcano Lover, the dead rise up to talk to us, and one of them says, "They thought they were civilized. They were despicable. Damn them all." So Sontag does, in a novel that is predictably brainy, surprisingly exhilarating, and amazingly commercial.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Susan Sontag's novel, The Volcano Lover.